Cal's celebrated women's swimming coach Terry McKeever was fired yesterday after an 8-month investigation into allegations of bullying and abuse of athletes. For more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Scott Reed, Sports Enterprise investigative reporter with the Orange County Register, who first broke this story last year. Scott, thanks for the time.
Thanks for having me.
So when we first heard about this last year, our jaws were on the floor. I mean, that team has so many champions. Does her dismissal surprise you?
No, I think this. Once we published the story, I think there was any other way out of this situation. That only result would be her termination.
You had stories from a lot of swimmers who opened up and told you what happened to them, and that was so surprising. I mean, it seemed like the evidence was clear there, but I'm surprised that no one believed them sooner.
Right. I mean, part of the problem is that Cal was aware of some of these allegations as early as 2010 and didn't take any substantive action. There was a swimmer, Abby Spears, who filed a complaint in 2014. It took Cal 4 years to even get back to her. And then when they did, they basically slapped Terry McKeever on the wrist. They said she violated the school's sexual harassment policy, but then they didn't take any action against her. They just kind of reviewed the university policy with her and slapped her on the wrist, and she kept on coaching.
Now, you read the 482-page investigative report that came out and that you characterize as heavily redacted. Do you wonder what's in there that we're missing?
I mean, I have a pretty good idea what's in there. I think most of what's in there is stuff that we've already reported, just because of the privacy policies and laws that Cal has to honor, that they have to redact names and identifying events and characteristics.
You spoke to some of the swimmers and got their reactions, and they seemed to be like, I can't believe that they actually took some action here, that they were actually being believed and heard. But it sounds like they also would want to see this to go further. What about the people who were doing the investigations, the people who, like you said, took 4 years to get back to Abby Spears?
The common theme amongst the alums, and we've now interviewed, there's 44 women who've said that they were abused by Terry McKeever. And there's, we've talked to the parents as well and other people. The common theme amongst all these people is that this doesn't go far enough, that Jim Knowlton, the athletic director, needs to be fired, and that Jennifer Simon O'Neill, who's one of McKeever's closest friends, her direct supervisor, she's a senior women's administrator in the Cal Athletic Department, that they both enabled McKeever's behavior and ignored complaints and took no effective action, that they need to be fired. I think the feeling is that if you're a Cal athlete and say softball or some other sport, and you have an abusive coach, and you go to Jennifer Simon O'Neill or Jim Knowlton, and that you won't be heard, and that they only took this step because of what the Register, Orange County Register, published in May, and if we hadn't published this, it would have continued to go on business as usual.
Now, Cal's athletic director Jim Knowlton did put out a statement yesterday saying he wanted to apologize on behalf of Cal Athletics to every student athlete who was subject to this conduct in the past. Do you think it's not just Cal, that it is pervasive in other kinds of collegiate sports?
I think there's different levels of abuse in a lot of programs, but that doesn't justify what Terry McKeever did. I think I've covered college athletics since the late 1980s, and I've never seen a case like this.
It's beyond abusive, or that some coaches say, athletes these days they just aren't they're not as tough, they're not brought up the way we were.
There is this cultural and generational disconnect, and I think one of the important things about this story is that I hope it should force every university to take a look at their practices and when what is the defensive line coach saying to athletes, and is it okay just because it's football or it's a male coach? I think this is a reckoning for a lot of schools to really dig down and take a look at what is acceptable and what is not acceptable. But this, kids are soft. I don't in any generation, what Terry McKeever did. When you're mocking people the night after a swimmer tries to commit suicide, when you're mocking a person, you know, less than 24 hours after a suicide attempt, that crosses the line in any generation.
Scott, thanks very much for your work and for your time. Scott Reed, Sports Enterprise investigative reporter with the Orange County Register, who first broke the story about Cal swimming coach Terry McKeever.